Sit back, relax, and raise a glass. For spirits coming from the past. Sip on salt while your skin crawls with your pre-haunting wolf having a ball. Troop was home at Washington Pool with guests and spirits in your favorite pools. Gather the others, no hesitating. The moment's approaching, it's now time to sing. Hogs and hogs, hogs and hogs, crack open the can and fill to the top. Hogs and hogs, hogs and hogs, this is your podcast and it's called Hogs and Hogs.
That's right. No matter where you're joining us from, welcome back to our realm. This is the Haunts and Hops podcast. You know we cover all things paranormal while delightfully enjoying the delicious craft beer from all over the country. Thanks to our sponsor, Tavor. Thank you, Tavor. We love you. Follow us at Haunts and Hops. Johnny LaQuasto here at Jay Quasto on the socials. Let's get to the stars of the show. She's a veteran paranormal investigator, former team member on Ghost Hunters, a wealth of knowledge, and boy, howdy, does she have a story and experience for us on this show. Follow her at Ashley Trobe. She's the amazing Ashley Trobe.
I've never heard of her. Sounds terrible.
Everyone knows you. Everyone loves you. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Okay, we're gonna get into it. But first, she is certified in paranormal investigation and cryptozoology, lifelong connection to the paranormal. Her one-woman show, 50 Shades of Mix, will be hitting the world again very soon. Follow her on TikTok and all the cool social media platforms because she be busy. She's Anastasia Washington.
Hi.
I've also never heard of her.
Not Ashley's a fan. Never heard of anybody. All right, it's fine.
And before we get to the beverages, we have a special guest, Anastasia. Ah.
I'm not the special guest, but our special guest is Maria Delgado, who I met through stand-up and have been on her amazing podcast and have been in quite a few stand-up shows with her as well. But she does this really cool thing on TikTok where she talks about scary stories and paranormal stories. And I thought, what? We need to have her on. So, Maria.
I have heard of her.
Yeah, oh. Maria.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited. With my stand up and everything, I don't get to really be that, like, you know, be my inner goth girl, you know, goth because emo is like the new term. I was like, this is goth. Let's get it right. So anyone who's interested in any of that stuff, I'm like, yes, please.
Judging by the earrings, I think you're definitely ready.
Yes, you know, I'll be back. Just gonna put a little hex on someone real quick. No big deal.
Hey now.
I have a list. What?
I think Ashley does too for sure. No, what's cool about what you do on TikTok, it's awesome because like TikTok can only be a minute at a time. So to be able to like tell something scary and interesting in 60 seconds or less is not the easiest thing in the world to do. So obviously you're on to something pretty cool.
Well, thanks. I feel really good about that because I was like, oh, I have too much like attention. Like my attention can't be on for anything for too long. So I'm like, oh, good. And I'm lazy. So it worked out great.
I feel that with all my soul.
That's actually a good ad for TikTok. Yeah.
Honestly, like there's so many things that I learned about ADHD on TikTok. And I was like, oh, my God, I think I have ADHD because the stuff that like a lot and they're like, you know, licensed therapists and people who have their doctorates. And I'm like, well, damn, I need to go get like tested for real, real. Yep.
Or just keep being you. And when you don't feel like paying attention to something, don't pay attention to something. Simple as that.
God, I got this far in life, I suppose.
Right? Just put it in your stand up. Just be like, but I'm over here. Oh, I'm over here. I'm over here.
It's hard to contain sometimes in my stand up. I had to learn how to like come back around. Like I did learn how to maneuver and because I would die, you know, go on a whole other tangent, but then I learned, okay, let me bring it back to the joke originally. So, yeah.
And that's when you're having fun on stage. When you can veer off course and bring it back to the original point, the original punchline, that's when you're actually in the zone, which doesn't happen that often, but it's pretty dope when it happens.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. You know,
So you know.
Well, Ash, kick us off here. Obviously, everyone follow Tavor on social media and make sure you use the code HAUNTS10. That's HAUNTS10. You get $10 off your first order of amazing craft beer. We love Tavor. We tag him every week. We appreciate him every week. And Ashley, what do you have this week for us?
Well, I promised y'all I wouldn't have any IPAs this month, right? Mm-hmm. So that was my big thing. Now, before I get into what I'm drinking, I do want to say, y'all get that cute card they sent? It was so nice.
It was so cute. Thank you for the thank you card. I was like, should I send them a thank you for the thing? No, it's not.
I mean, we should. We should now. The little hashtag Haunts and Hops. It was really cute. But in addition to that, I decided, since I'm not having IPAs, I went a little left field. I am drinking a Wild Acre Brewing Company Pickle Hard Seltzer.
Oh!
It is 4.7%. It is from Texas.
I want y'all, it.
It's just straight pickle, and it is epic.
No.
It's so good.
I'm so jealous right now. Like, I want a pickle back so bad right now.
Oh, yes.
So wait, wild.
Beer, like a pickle flavored beer.
So it's a seltzer. It's like a hard seltzer, like Truly or any of those. And it's straight up pickle. It's pickle juice with alcohol.
And it's refreshing.
Do you think pickles are refreshing?
I would say sweet pickles. I would say possibly. I wouldn't say all of them. Okay, you know what? I sorry.
I'm the whitest man in the room right now, Quasta.
I'm always the whitest man in the room.
It's true. It's very true.
Yeah.
That's paranormally wrong. Okay, so you eat sweet pickles?
I'm sorry. I didn't realize I was being so controversial by saying I enjoy sweet pickles. I'm not the only one. I don't know if you know this.
Have you brought this onto your other podcast, bud?
No, I mean, generally pickles don't come up that often in my life, but when they do, I'm not afraid to say.
I'm just saying.
You should be. It's like saying that you're like a Twizzler person over Red Vines. It's like,
Well, that's obvious. I mean, Red Vines are gross. Come on.
What? Oh my
God. Oh, thank you, though.
Yeah, okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, Ashley's on board with me. Twizzlers, come on.
Over Red Vines?
Yes, Red Vines taste like red cardboard.
They taste like fucking wax. They're terrible.
That's what Twizzlers taste like to me. Even their texture is like wax.
Red Vines taste like those wax lips we had when we were kids.
Oh, they do.
Yeah. No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
I did, but I was a fat kid, so I ate everything. I don't know.
I mean, I was a fat kid too, but I don't know if I never ate them because I was like, this is wax. This doesn't make sense. I don't know.
Did you ever chew the cheese wax like around your like baby bell?
No. Oh no, I'm lactose intolerant.
I mean, I am too, but I still eat cheese. So.
Yeah, no, same. But as a kid,
clearly Ashley enjoys her not sweet pickle seltzer. I'm assuming none of us have a seltzer. Anastasia, what do you have?
I have from Charlestown Fermentarium. I can't even say that. Fermentatorium. Fermento. Sure. Vistula Baltic Porter, 7.5% alcohol by volume. So that's
okay. I actually have that in my fridge as well. Haven't had it yet. So what do you think? Oh, she's digging it. She's digging it. Yeah. Smiley face. Yeah. Anastasia, very happy with her Vistula Baltic Porter, 7.5%. And she is enjoying every single sec. Oh, she's going for another sip, ladies and gentlemen. What's going to happen? And she's loving it. She gives it a high score. A double thumbs up from Anastasia Washington. Vistula. Shout out Vistula. I'm drinking a collabo again. I'm drinking a collaboration between Microphone Brewing out of Illinois and Cerebral Brewing, and it's called Alternative Tracks. It's a double dry hopped IPA with Citra and Vic Secret hops. It is Vic's Vapo Rub. My chest really feels it. Yeah, you thought pickle was fun.
I was like, IPA and Vic's? Two things I loathe.
Yeah.
You said love weird. Say it again.
No, love.
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 I had that last week. I'm so excited.
What do you think? I dig it. It's not as high as a usual double IPA. It's about 7.5%, but it's subtle. It's not overly hopped. So I dig it.
I think my big thing lately is nasty. I can't do doubles anymore. I'm too old for doubles. So, but my taste buds don't care for them anymore. So it was very. Is that a ghost?
Mm-hmm.
Is there a ghost in here?
It's the ghost of Anastasia Past.
Oh God, there she is. I still enjoyed it. And it takes a lot for me to enjoy a double. So,
well, while we're enjoying our beverages, you have had quite an experience the past 3 days. So you started, it all started with you messaging us about premonitions. Mm-hmm. And then things really started to happen. So this is, you know, thank you for being willing to talk about it because it wasn't an easy couple of days. But tell us what happened. You had a premonition and then woof, it kind of came true.
Yeah, it really came true. We've talked about premonitions that I've had before on the show when I had the one on the freeway with the fire and the house. And I was on the road a few days ago and I was like, wow, I've never had a tire blowout. That would be so scary. I don't even know what that would sound like or like what to do in that situation. And as I was thinking it, the semi next to me's tire blew out, which is terrifying. Which also, by the way, sounds like a shotgun. It's very loud.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought that was the end of it. I was like, okay, well, that was terrifying, but I made it through and I'm going to be okay. And then last night I was driving home and on my way home, everything seemed totally fine. I wasn't even thinking about anything and my tire blew out, which was terrifying. And I'm okay. I hit my face pretty hard on my steering wheel, which is why I have the camera off today. But it really messed up my car pretty badly. So I don't know if it's drivable. We'll find out. But I had no idea, what a tire blowout could actually do. Like, you don't think about it. You see it and you're like, oh, their tire, that sucks.
But you know, I hit a center divider because of one.
Yeah.
Best case scenario with a blown out tire, you can keep going straight and just veer off and park the car. Yeah. But obviously not. It depends on how fast you're going and if you're turning. And so I'm not sure what your situation was, but yeah.
I was on the freeway. And so I got very lucky. I was able to pull off safely, hard, obviously, but safely in the end because I didn't hit anybody. I didn't hit anything in particular, which was great. I went into a panic attack and thankfully my husband was answering his phone instantly and was able to help me figure everything out, which was fantastic. But it's weird because the premonitions are getting more frequent and they're staying accurate and it's becoming kind of an ongoing thing. And so what was happening maybe a few times a year is now happening like maybe monthly. And so it's been really interesting because in addition to that, my nightmares have increased. So like I'm on medication for my mental health. I've been doing really good. I feel good. I've felt great. But within the last month, I think or so, my nightmares went from like once a week to every single night. And then when I wake up, I fall asleep and go right back into a new nightmare. And so it's been really interesting because it's the premonitions are building and so are the nightmares. And it's a really weird combination because I have no idea what's making it happen because again, I'm in therapy and I'm on medication and I'm taking care of myself. And suddenly my brain is just like, nah, bitch, not today.
Now is there a side effect of this medication that could be something the extent like with sleeping that could alter your sleep patterns or give you an overactive mind? Do you have any idea if that could be part of it?
I did wonder about that, but the amount of time I've been on the medication versus the amount of nightmares and premonitions that are happening now don't line up. And so I've been on the medication long enough and the half-life of it long enough to know that that's not what is affecting it this time. So I'm actually not quite sure about the rest. I am talking to a couple mediums. I actually just got a message from one right now from our friend Z. She let a friend of ours know. So yeah, I'm going to be talking to some psychics and all of that and see what they think. But it's been really interesting because
It's good you're talking to people about it because obviously it's altering how you're operating. And
well, I think there's something in the air though. I will say that like, for me, I have this like connection to one of my friends who like a couple months ago, I had this vision. I was like, you're going to be in Hawaii filming something. And she like the next week, she got this movie in Hawaii. And so then the last few days I was like, dude, pack up again. You're going to do a TV show in Hawaii again. And she's like, what? I was like, yeah, I don't know. I'll start I don't know. There's something in the air that's just like very thin right now. That's just allowing things to like, just,
and I think it's a super full moon like tomorrow, isn't it?
Actually it's tonight. It's Scorpio full moon.
Oh.
And I know a lot of people are like either for or not for astrology with astrology, but the Scorpios are very much like this, especially like this full moon, like it's about shedding old habits, cutting out toxic people, and just, and like you said, the veil is thin or something. Mm-hmm. And I didn't even realize, but like this, like the last few weeks, me and my friend, I just talked to a friend and we've been feeling weird, kind of like, I don't necessarily have like depression, but you know, that period depression hits hard sometimes. Mm-hmm. And but, like lately I was feeling like just not myself. Like just kind of weird. I don't even know how to describe it. And I really was like, man, there's something going on. And I think something is in the air. And I was going to ask Ashley, like, did you just start doing therapy? Because girl, you might be opening up that third eye. And when that stuff comes out, you know, it releases all these things. Like it could be.
Yeah. You're not emotionally blocked anymore. Everything's just, right. Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, it's complicated because I've been in therapy once long, 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 long ago. But I'm not sure because this is like straight up in the form of nightmares every night, but like I feel amazing during the day now, and so now it's kind of like my subconscious is just like, nope, you still have to do this, you still have to face this, like what are you doing? So I don't know, it's weird. It's mental health is interesting.
Mean, thank God you're feeling great during the day, and hopefully it's just a matter of time till you conquer the nightmares and your body and mind allow you to sleep comfortably again, you know. And
well, as far as, you know, sorry, go ahead.
But no, I was just going to mention the premonition again. I don't know anything about premonitions. I obviously believe that there's something to it. I don't know if you guys have ever, obviously two of you just mentioned you've experienced it before, but go ahead.
Well, it's two things. One is Daniel's been very supportive. One thing he mentioned, he said that every time, you know, I'm asleep, he'll hear me like whimpering or like kind of panicking in my sleep. And apparently a few nights ago, I kind of just like hit him in my sleep, which is terrifying. And I feel really bad. And I'm so sorry, Daniel. Mm. But yeah, he was just like, yeah, you just lost it and just fucking whacked me. And I was like, oh, I don't remember that. You know, and then he started telling me, like, you know, when I go to sleep, all the things that he's been witnessing, which has been wild. But I called my dad and I was like, hey, dad, like, I'm kind of panicking. Here's what's up. Here's what's going on. And he was like, oh, yeah, that's normal for you. And I was like, what? My dad, very smart man, very logical, not really spiritual. But when I was telling him, like, this is what's happening and I'm worried that my premonitions are becoming accurate and here's what's going on, he was like, no, that makes sense. You put out the most amount of energy of any person I've ever met in my life. And like, I 100% believe that this is happening to you. And I was like, wow, that's really validating from, you know, a 6-year-old white man who who's very logical and scientific. Mm-hmm. And he was like, no, this happens to you. You do this. I have seen this happen. So it was really interesting because, you know, that's a very validating thing to hear that like people aren't gaslighting me about this because it's a weird situation. It sounds like a superhero movie that is going south. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't know what to, I mean, obviously you're going to therapy and you're on the medication. Maybe there's a way, like if you just start experimenting, like maybe do affirmations before you go to sleep, mm-hmm, things like, mm-hmm, like just start changing things up a little bit and see if it makes a difference. I don't know.
Yeah. I'm definitely going to look at some stuff. I'm going to be in the talks with a few people and see what I can start doing to work through it. But yeah, premonitions, I don't
know. They also say when you're going through, like when you're getting to like a really good place, that a lot of like little tiny crap happens and you really just kind of have to break through it so that you can get to that. Like, but it's like your old habits are like, no.
Shedding all of that.
Yeah, you're shedding it, so you're feeling better. You're like, mm-hmm, you're in a good, better place, and your old life is like, hey, but bitch, we don't like doing that. We like doing this chaos.
Yeah. It's very darkest before dawn situation.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, it almost goes back to the time you had a doppelganger. It's kind of like your internal doppelganger, mm-hmm, energy that's still like, hey, I want to play. It's like, no, right, you're gonna go, you're in, like, the trunk.
They call, yeah, it your shadow self. You know, that part of you that is just the old you, the, like, you know, the unenlightened. And have you thought, like, I don't know if you already do this, but like Palo Santo before you go to bed, like burning some sort of herb or something that's like really cleansing, and just like help to like clear the space, and then maybe some incense that's like really relaxing. I love all of that herbal, mm-hmm, crystals. I have a selenite crystal that it's like a tower. Girl, okay, I know this. Now I sound like one of those weird white ladies at the farmer's market in LA.
And we love them. Come on.
Hey, it's okay.
I have that tower too.
I'm not even kidding. I am a very angry person. Like, as you can already know. But I have a lot of, like, I have a lot of pent up, like, anger issues from traumas in the past. And so I've slowly been trying to work on them. But I was just like, you know, I got into crystals, and so I got a selenite wand, and I kid you not, I have noticed such a difference since I bought it. I'm way more calm. Like, I'm less like explosive. Like, usually, like, and my poor parents, they get the blunt end of it, but like, and if it's fake, I don't care what anybody says. If my mind thinks it's working, and so far it's working, I'm here for it, you know?
Yeah, even if it's a placebo effect, go get yourself a crystal and make yourself feel better.
Exactly.
It's really funny that you guys mentioned that, because that was actually said to me last night, right before the whole car thing. It was funny. A friend and I were talking about, ironically, my premonition right before it happened again. And so we were talking about, like, I'm not really big into crystals. I'm super into spirituality. I don't do Palo Santo or any of that stuff because I'm white and that just seems inappropriate. I feel like I want to, but also I haven't found the right way to do it that would not appropriate, you know what I mean? And so it's been interesting because she was telling me like all of these different crystals that she has, and I don't 1000% remember, but I think that might have been one of them that she keeps by her bed. And she was like, once I started keeping this here, things started to change. So they've been putting like binding runes and stuff like that at their house too. So we've been talking about doing some runes around the home.
Bottom line is whatever works, and you're just gonna have to try different things out.
Yeah.
And further, like, I really appreciate that you don't want to appropriate. And I will say Palo Santo is very much overly used, and they actually say, like, you know, because everyone keeps buying it, it's becoming less and less, it's just getting harder to get a hold of and actually be a sacred, like a properly sacred. Anyway, point being is there are a ton of other herbs that you
can. Yeah, and they're overly farming it for sure. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But there are other types that you can use that isn't so much culturally tied per se to like the Latino culture or, you know, any specific, like you can definitely, I feel, in my opinion, this is just me, that you can like branch out and it be, you know, not so much cultural appropriation, but just, you know, the herbal like healing or whatever, mm-hmm, you want to call it.
Well, so, at least buying it locally. Like we sell it at Whole Foods now, which is a problem. And my boss, when we saw it, it came in and we were like, oh, we shouldn't be selling this, but we are. So good for Whole Foods, I guess.
Sephora sells witch kits. Okay. So
yeah.
Like, you can get your contour and your witch rule kit
all in one place.
Your ritual kit?
Yeah, no, for sure. It's a thing. And it's like anything to make a profit. They know what's in. They know their demographic. But I mean, if you're going to do that stuff, like definitely do your research and come from a place of like appreciation, not appropriation, which clearly you are doing, which I just want to applaud.
Also, that should be a shirt. Appreciation, not appropriation.
Yeah.
Honoring other a shirt.
You're honoring another culture is, you know, basically what it sounds like to me. And, you know, if it helps, it helps. And we look forward to hearing the good news. No more bad news. That's the plan.
All good news.
Yeah. So, Maria, you mentioned a really interesting topic that I certainly had never heard of. So you're going to not surprise us with it. We know the title of the topic, but we have no idea what you're referring to. So please tell us and then enlighten us and allow us to respond.
Oh my gosh. I'm getting the chills throughout this whole podcast and I love it.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. So like, this is so much fun. You have no, I'm like, oh, I feel like just, you know, I'm home. Anyway, it's a whole other thing. So I mentioned it, they're called the Black Eyed Children. I think it's, I mean, they, Black Eyed Children, Black Eyed Kids, either way. So there's this, it's pretty new too. I think their first mention of any kind of appearance is, I want to say like the early 1900s. Okay. So what, like around maybe, yeah, I would say early 1900s. So these children will out of nowhere show up and they'll ask for help. And from the stories that I've read from like different podcasts and just like little snippets that I see, they like for one thing, they ask for help, but immediately you have a sense of dread and fear. And like, you just feel this, that overwhelming feeling of it all. And you're just like, whoa, but these children will ask for help. And you kind of already like your intuition's just like, your gut's like, oh, something's a little off. And when, if you do help them, people that have helped them, something awful happens, usually in death. And yes. Ew. So people have no idea what they are, like where they're from. There's talk about demonic spirits, there's talk about even aliens, like all this crazy stuff. And so like, just if you like, and so, okay. So when they ask you for help, if you say no, you deny it and you can get away without having like much of an interaction, you have a chance of being safe. But when you deny them and they like, they start to get pushy after a while, that, you know, they're getting like irritated or whatever, their eyes will turn all black. You'll start to notice. So at first it's kind of like they're in disguise. They look fairly normal for the most part. And then eventually like their, I guess like they can only keep it up for so long. And then their eyes are just completely like the void, like all black. And
okay. And so they're random children.
Just so, one story was this woman opened the door, like she got a knock at the door and there was like two kids and they asked if they could use her telephone. And here's another thing, they're kind of like off. It's almost like they're trying to, like they were researching the human race and they're kind of like off. Like there's like, can we use your telephone or your telegraph? Something is just kind of off
they're
about
too,
it.
Like wise.
Yeah, to put it in a goofy way, it's like the Edgar suit in Men in Black. Like, you know, something's off, but it looks like a person. Yeah.
Exactly. But you're like, okay, so sure. So she lets them in. They use her phone. And then she was like, I think like it was raining and it was cold. And like, they weren't dressed appropriately for the weather. And she was like, I think that they were waiting for their dad or something to pick them up. And she was like, do you want to, I don't know. She was just trying to like accommodate whatever the story is. Like, it's been a while. So eventually they leave and I don't even know if she saw them get picked up or something, but they're like, oh, our dad's outside, something. But 6 months later, she died of like, some sort of either cancer or radiation poisoning, like something that was like impossible to get. Like, she wasn't exposed to anything that would cause this and all this stuff. And then shortly after that, I think her husband died. So like, there's always like, if you end up like helping them, they come into your home or something, you like something super bad happens. And it usually, from the stories I've seen, it ends in death.
All I'm hearing is never help children.
Yeah, pretty much.
No, that's not what I'm hearing. I'm hearing aliens. I'm hearing like creepy aliens.
I'm just hearing don't help anyone ever again. Got it.
Honestly. And have you ever heard like, this is like a Latino kind of thing. Like I'm half Mexican. So I've always heard like, if you hear a baby crying at night, don't help. Don't look for it because that's like a demon or something trying to like.
I grew up in Oxford. So yes.
Yeah. Okay. So you know, girl. But yeah, and the thing is about this is specifically is you can feel something is wrong. Like you listen to your gut. If your gut says, do not help these children, do not help these children. Like you, cause like for the most part, you, when you see a kid in need, you're gonna help them. That's your natural instinct.
Yeah.
But if your instinct immediately when this kid shows up is like, run away, run away, just run away.
Like my instinct with people in general is just like, nah.
Right?
So, I mean,
so how did this story come about? Did this woman report this story before she died? I mean,
where did I hear it? Okay. I think these were, okay. So I think I first heard about it on another podcast that I listened to. I don't know. Should I mention that? It doesn't matter. Do you guys care? I don't know.
We don't care. We welcome all podcasts. Okay.
And that's why we drink. I love them. They were one of the first podcasts ever that I started listening to. And they're paranormal and true crime. So they talked about Black Eyed Kids and they looked on like forums and like, you know, just like creepypasta type stuff, you know. So they did they do like their research like that. And I think that's also probably why there isn't a lot of research, I guess, dating back too far. I don't know. But it seems fairly new. There isn't anything in like, because like even like aliens, you know, whether you believe it or not, like there are like, you know, old pictures and paintings that they have of like drawings and whatever of like spacecrafts and, you know, unidentified objects in the sky. But you don't hear about this stuff that far back. That was like the whole thing. So in that episode, they talked about that and they got their different stories from the different websites that they checked out. But I think it was like, I don't know. Maybe it was like passed down word of mouth or whatever, but.
I found something here. It says, the Black Eyed Children are an American contemporary legend of paranormal creatures, usually resembled the ages in between 6 and 16, pale skin, black eyes, reportedly seen hitchhiking or panhandling, or are encountered on doorsteps of residential homes. And obviously, you know, the stories have been passed down, sensationalized. There's actually a horror film from 2012 called Black Eyed Kids that was produced with Kickstarter funding. And yeah, the director commenting that the creepy children were an urban legend that had been floating around on the internet for years. He had thought it was fascinating. The British tabloid Daily Star at one point ran a 3-page story about it, alleged sightings, by some paranormal investigators. So yeah, it's one of those things where who are we to say that they're not out there? Because I mean, look, we talk all the time on the show about how we have to believe there's aliens amongst us. That I don't think it's too crazy to say that. And you mentioned about, you know, in Hispanic culture to not help a kid or a baby or that who's crying at night. That kind of reminds me a little bit of La Llorona, which we've talked about on the show, which is terrible.
Well, I'm just hearing don't help white kids now. So if they're pale, I'm just saying, I don't know.
Kids are so creepy.
Like we're not supposed to help white people.
Well, no, there's a reason. White kids are always the creepy ones in horror films. That's just a fact. Always.
Yeah, like Village of the Damned.
Yeah.
Children of the Corn.
Omen? Was it Damien?
Omen.
Children of the Corn, all that.
Poltergeist. Yeah, I think we just figured it out. I think that's it. Like, we did it. Mm-hmm. That's it. Good job, us.
Yeah. Well, that's definitely a topic we had not hit on the show before. So here's I like to do research on different haunted locations. Last week, we talked about how the old Gilchrist County Jail is for sale in St. Augustine right now for $140,000, which,
and
by the way,
bought it. No, just kidding.
I did message Mustafa Gadalari because he said, hey, we might be coming to Florida to do an investigation. I was like, well, dude, while you're here, let's buy the jail. You know,
buy the jail. Like, that's something, you know, people go like, buy the shirt, buy the jail. Just buy the haunted jail.
Hey.
Today we have a Tesla and a jail.
Yeah. Come to Florida, come for the oranges, and leave with a jail. I think that's the phrase.
No, it's come for the oranges, stay for the jail.
Okay.
What happens in jail stays in,
Yeah.
In our house.
Well, this location is Bullock Hall in Roswell, Georgia, which interesting that there's another Roswell out there, but this is Roswell, Georgia. This is some pretty heavy stuff. This is a plantation constructed in 1839. Ooh. It was constructed by Major James Stevens Bullock. It was a cotton plantation. So, you know where this is going, unfortunately.
I hate cotton balls.
Yes. Yes. Major James Stevens Bullock was one of Roswell's first settlers. But what's interesting is the family fled during the Civil War, and the Union Army ended up using it as a barracks for themselves because it was so large and kind of out of the way. But during its heyday, if you will, it was home to over 30 slaves. But this is where the tragedy sets in on many levels. There's a 14-year-old girl who fell down one of the wells. And to this day, even though the well is boarded up, people have said you could still hear crying from inside the well. And in the plantation, the lights often flicker on and off. And it's said that her responsibility in the house was to maintain the lighting within the home. So a lot of people think that her spirit is still there, which is just, it's, you know, so disheartening that this poor girl has not found peace, if that's the case.
Did they find her body when she passed?
I mean, it didn't say specifically in the article, but it did say she fell down the well.
Yeah.
That's where,
you know. Well, when you say it was boarded up, it's like, what does that mean? Does it mean they actually just boarded it up right away?
They might not have been able to get down.
And that's what I wonder too, is like, was it just not recovered? Did they know that she fell and they were just like, well,
I think someone
can't be drinking that water, you know?
Well, actually.
Yeah. Well, there were two wells, both, and that was one of the wells for drinking water. So I think I'm assuming either someone saw or someone heard, or, you know, and obviously I don't think they retrieved, I'm assuming. There's also been
someone Cecil hoteled it and they drank body water. So
that's possible as well. There's also been men in Civil War garb peering out of the second floor window, and then many photos over the years, because I think it is an active location for tours. Many photos have been seen with apparitions as well. So sounds like, I mean, we know Georgia's haunted all throughout.
But I wonder why.
Can I just say I'm so sorry? Everyone's racism faces when I said that. Oh, I'm so sorry. Everyone made the same face. I don't know if you saw that when I said Cecil Hotel water. It was amazing. Thank you. Also sorry.
It was so visceral.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. So if you all are looking to do an investigation in Georgia, it's heavy stuff, but I would like to see someone help this poor girl cross over and find some peace. I'd like to think someone has already tried, but
I hope so.
Oof. My dad really wants to do an investigation. Like, he wants to go on site and, you know, do the whole thing. He watches a lot of paranormal stuff too, so you can see where I get it from.
Is your dad a fan of mine?
He might be, actually. Yeah, and I would love to do it too, but that stuff can follow you, and I just that's my one. I was like, man, there's no guarantee that I won't get something coming back. And like, so many shows like of these like reality, like where they do these things, people have like had their lives like turned upside down because something followed them home, some bad energy or whatever it is. So,
and it all depends on the culture that you're from. Like my girlfriend is not from this country, but even she's worried because I do this show, let alone she knows the fact that I love going on investigations when I can, but she's worried that like even talking about it can lead to like
bringing it,
which anything is possible. But I mean, like I said, the culture that she grew up in was very, very different than American culture. And obviously she got out of there for many good reasons, but I do see, like, they do believe certain spiritualities and stuff like that that are a little bit different than ours.
So. Oh my God, is she worried that you're friends with me, Anastasia?
No, like, she loves you guys. She just worries the fact that she's like that. I'm so interested in the paranormal. She's like,
yeah, because there's some places, like even like Hawaii, is not big on telling their ghost stories. They don't like talking about them in Hawaii. It's hard to get somebody to talk about them because they believe like talking about them brings brings that shit up, you know?
I mean, you never know.
Let's be real. Like, a lot of, okay, so think of every top paranormal investigation show that you can think of, right?
Ghost Hunters?
Haunted. All of them.
Haunts and Hops.
Okay. Haunts and Hops. But they're all white. Like, when you think about the TV shows that are on, it's a lot of white people that are curious about things. But I think a big part of that is because we don't have that same, and I want to word this correctly, that same cultural ideas. Like, we're just like, well, it's weird. Like, there's people. And many people that are not white don't have that because they're like, no, we're attached to our spiritual side of this and we understand this and this is our ancestry. And then white people are just like, oh, it's a ghost.
Yeah, which I completely get that. Like, for me, as much as I love the paranormal and I think investigations are cool, I'd rather not go to anywhere that could be Conjuring-esque. I'm good. Just give me a grandma who won't stop walking up the stairs. I'm happy. You know what I mean?
That's all you're getting from now on. Just kidding. No, I think it's respect. I think, and not to say that white people are not respectful, but
we're not.
But I will say there's certain cultures are very respectful of elders and spirits and just, you know, homes and places of trauma. So I think that's what the main thing that probably could be learned in these shows.
I agree. I think I've done this for most of my life at this point, and that is something that I have learned, is that it's usually white investigators, because they don't get that. Like, when you grow up in a different culture, it's a whole other universe for you. You appreciate your elders, you appreciate your home, you thank your bed when you go to bed at night, like whatever it might be. And then most white people are just like, well, that's paranormal. So it's kind of weird. I don't know. It's a hard situation because I want to learn about it because I really care about it.
Right.
But at the same time, like, I'm going to look like all of those people as well.
Well, so it's Ashley, weird. You are your own unique entity. If we have learned anything on this show,
I'm something.
You are something. All right.
I am something.
Well, Maria, tell everyone about you. How could people find you? What are you doing that you want people to watch? Like, throw it all out there.
You can find me on all platforms, pretty much. And it's all the same Maria de la Ghetto, you know.
Love it.
And I'm on Instagram. And on my Instagram, I have my link tree where I put all my, like, different comedy shows that I'm doing. I'm on Twitter. My TikTok is the same thing. The only thing is with TikTok, for whatever reason, you have to type my name separate, like each Maria de la Ghetto, all separate, because when they try to just type in my handle, it shows up that I don't exist. And at first I thought TikTok was just being racist per usual because my name had ghetto in it, but apparently it's just the way you search for me.
Or you're a ghost.
I know, maybe.
Apparently I'm that way too, so I gotta, it might be okay, a racist. Well,
I mean,
we'll talk about that later. Heard a lot of
stories, but we'll talk about that later. Yes, but yeah, but my favorite, like I said, I'm posting, trying to post at least every few days for the creepy stories. It's basically, you know, like old fashioned sayings, like going to hell in a handbasket or meeting a deadline. They have, it's like these simple sayings, not necessarily creepy right off the bat, but their origin stories are very, like, dark. So,
I did that one.
That's one of my favorites. And going to hell in a handbasket. I had no idea where that came from. And yeah, so real quick, I'll tell you,
please.
It's when they would behead people with the guillotines. They had a handbasket,
oh,
a little handbasket at the bottom to catch these heads. And they'd be like, oh, we're all going to hell in the handbasket. So, yeah. Follow me everywhere.
Wow. That is, yeah, that actually makes sense, though, as weird as that is.
Right?
Right?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Anastasia!
Hey, you can find me at Anastasia W on TikTok and Twitter, at Anastasia Wash on Instagram, Anastasia TV on YouTube. I don't know. There's lots of stuff coming up. Just check it out.
That's right. Ashley Trobe.
You can find me at Ashley Trobe on Twitter, where I am absolutely hilarious. And if you're not following me, you're messing up. Don't follow me on Instagram. It's boring. And don't follow me on Facebook. It's dramatic. So just Twitter.
And of course, keep tuning in every week to find out if Ashley Trobe can get rid of the nightmares. That's going to be our ongoing saga, our ongoing
nightmare watch.
She's had COVID. She's had nightmares. She's had premonitions.
She's our Trobe. That's everyone call 818-660-6191. Leave us a voicemail if you've had a paranormal experience, or just if you have a very interesting topic or story like Maria had with the black-eyed kids, let us know. Of course, download Tavor, use the code HAUNTS10, get yourself $10 off some delicious craft beer. I'm at Jay Quasto. We are at Haunts and Hops. And all I can say is just follow me, JQUASTO. Biggest solo project of my life is going to be coming out very, very soon. I'm starting to tease it. It's really easy to figure out, but it's fun to pretend that I'm being secretive and stuff. So,
can we just talk about that for like 2 seconds?
Okay.
It's amazing. Everything. I'm so excited. Every time you see, I see one of your promos pop up on my Facebook. I'm just like, yes.
Thank you. I'm trying to be strategic and smart. I don't know if I'm doing it, but I'm doing it.
You're doing it. You're doing it.
You're doing it, babe.
Doing it. Trobe. All right. Let's say goodbye.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed it, tell a couple of friends and please rate and review the show on whatever platform you're listening on, especially if it's iTunes and Apple Podcasts. We appreciate you.